So this app, I mean, I think it's a weird thing with binge drinking. It's sort of been in the conversation for like the last maybe even like 10 years. And also on top of that, there always seems to be a new app for everything, and it's always the new fix. So I guess how is this solution offering something, you know, different, because it's been, you know, an issue for a little while, and B, yeah, you know, how is this app specifically sort of going to change the game, do you think?
Okay, well, I guess the first thing to point out is that it's actually not an app, which is something that makes it a little bit different. It's actually delivered through text messaging or SMS. So rather than having to download a specific app onto your phone and log into it and get notifications, it's all done, I guess, outside of your phone using SMS and links to surveys. So that's something that we wanted to do because that was the feedback we got from young people, that there's so many apps. They have hundreds of apps on their phone that they don't use and that they forget about. So having it done through an SMS alert makes it kind of more noticeable and more urgent.
And in terms of the research you've been doing, I mean, how much sort of went into it? How much chatting to young people have you guys been doing?
Well, we've done a lot, actually. So we spent kind of a whole day with about 42, I think it was, young people, and they spent a lot of time talking about their normal nights out drinking, and I guess the things that can go wrong. So I guess the important thing to note is that they all did drink, and none of them were, like, wanting to stop drinking. That's not why they came in for the study. But they did kind of speak about times that when they had been drinking, it had got out of hand. So it wasn't like they wanted to not drink, but more just that they wanted to drink and have fun, but not get to the point where they embarrassed themselves, they let down their friends, they ruined everyone's night, or did something embarrassing, or spent too much money as well. So they talked about that, and then we talked about different things that had existed before, like so previous health messages that, you know, say if you drink, you'll end up getting cancer or dying, and they were kind of like, yeah, sure, but I don't really care if I'm going to get cancer when I'm old.
Yeah, right.
You know, I'm young. I want to have fun.
Oh, God. You know what? Yeah. I guess the thing for me, I'm in that prime binge drinking time, under 25 or whatever. I'm being honest, I would actually probably be quite anti if I got like a text message being like, hey, you know, just be careful, or you know, because I understand it's either you get these messages throughout the night that just remind you, hey, you don't remember how you said you don't want to vomit, well don't keep drinking, sort of thing. I mean I normally would ignore nagging in the first place, but I guess even especially when I'm like in maybe a more inebriated state, I think I would just I wouldn't even have my phone out, kind of thing. I mean, how do you guys get around that sort of issue?
Well, what we have found is that most people, like, maybe they'll miss one message, but they tend to check their phones pretty regularly throughout the night, even when they're drunk. Like, even if it's just they get out their phone to take a selfie and they go, hey, I got a message.
Yeah,
so, you know, obviously the drunker you get, the less receptive you are to more complex messages, but we try and keep it really simple. So, you know, get a glass of water now when you're really drunk is kind of the level of communication. And we try and, I guess, stick to things that you really care about. So if you said you don't care about how much you drink, then we won't tell you to drink less. But if you said you care about how much you spend, then we'll focus in on that. And hopefully that is still going to get through even when you're drunk, at least to some level.
Yeah. And I guess how do you think that we tackle that wider issue? Because I think, you know, maybe the thing is it's not we all know the effects of binge drinking and what it does, but maybe it sort of boils down to, especially when you're in uni and stuff, it's sort of just a wider cultural thing of, you know, you're in this, you know, it's O week and everyone's just passing your stuff, and it's hard to sort of say no to that sometimes. So I think where does this, I guess, app, or not even app, like you say, this service sort of sit within the wider solution that maybe will help tackle stuff like that?
Yeah, that's a really good question. And that is why, you know, we're not just throwing in this service in a vacuum. There's lots of other work going on in universities too. And I think it's really important to note that young people now, even though they're constantly being written up in the media as like getting drunk and causing problems,
taking selfies as well.
Yeah, yeah, totally. Well, they definitely do that. But they're actually drinking less than any generation of young people has for a number of decades. So, like, I'm in my mid-30s now, and, you know, my demographic drank a lot more when we were at uni. And so young people now are actually doing really well. Still a lot of people are drinking, but the rates of drinking have gone down over the last few decades. So I think it's important to kind of remember that it is normal now to not drink as well. Even though you might see a lot of people around you drinking, there's plenty of people who are not drinking as well.
Yeah, well, maybe it's just sort of an investment that we have to just keep plugging away at, and eventually, you know, we'll just see that that number of people sort of keep dropping, kind of thing.
Yeah, it's definitely trending that way.
Do you think, I mean, I guess just while I got you, do you think it's as big of an issue as the media paints it? I know my mum was always paranoid about, you know, what did she call? I remember she used to use all the buzzwords she saw on A Current Affair, like preloading, which no one calls it preloading or whatever they use on there. She was so paranoid about it, and it didn't. Her nagging didn't. I mean, not. I was actually extremely well behaved as a teen, but I wasn't well behaved because my mum was warning me about this epidemic. So I mean, yeah. Do you think it's as bad as everyone paints it out?
I mean, I think there are a lot of problems caused by excessive drinking in our society, and I think the main issue is the constant blaming of young people,
who yeah, right.
definitely aren't to blame for all of it. They're definitely an obvious group to blame because, you know, you see them being loud and people look back and go, you know, when I was young I was crazy, so therefore all young people now must be. But, I mean, obviously drinking too much can cause a lot of problems. So we know, apart from, yes, it can cause cancer, and it does increase your risk of, ending up in hospital or getting in an accident or a fight. And, you know, just drinking a couple less drinks can halve your odds of getting in hospitalised. So I think it is a really important thing to remember that it's not about stopping people having fun. It's actually trying to improve people's health.
Yeah, well, the first trial of this system, it's going to be happening, I believe, at the start of next year with some university students. So we might have to check back in then and see how it's all going.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for the chat.
No worries.